Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We have our first very special guest joining us while Tori is on maternity leave. We have not had the baby yet, but very, very soon. And that special guest is a guest that maybe you guys haven't seen in a little while. Sweet baby Micah. Yeah, you're saying hi. Anyways, he's going to enjoy this devotional with us. And if you hear me being out of breath, it's because I was just chasing him around the room. Anyways, we're picking up with New Morning Mercies, and there's a link to it in the description if you guys want to follow along. And I'm just going to take it from here. It's a poem, by the way. Obedience never ends freedom. It is the evidence that true freedom has entered your life and liberated your heart. I have been liberated, set free, and given new life, new hope, new motivation, and new peace of heart and mind. No, I have not been freed from the authority of another. I have not been freed to walk my own way, to write my own rules, or to do what I choose. No, I have been given the best of freedoms. I have been freed not from God's rule, but from my bondage to me. Following, obeying, serving, submitting to God is the thing I was created to do. So it is the place where true freedom is to be found. Rebellion never gives life. Self-rule never brings freedom. So grace has worked to rescue me from me so that I can know the true freedom of serving him. And the thing that I just want to briefly touch on is that line from this poem that said, like, this is what I was created for, is to obey him. And I know that that can come with so many, I guess, like triggering thoughts or weird feelings, because when you hear the word obey and all this stuff, it just has this weird connotation, because whenever someone has used that phrase or that word, it's been so abused. It's been hijacked from a good father. It's been abused by bad fathers or bad people. So we just have to make sure we're looking at it in the context. And the reason I mean that is because if you just look at anything that's been created, if you see it being used for something it wasn't meant to be used for, you're going to point that out. Like, you guys know, like a screen door, the ones that people put on their front or back porches where it just kind of lets air through, but it's not like a solid door. If someone tries to surf on that, it's going to let so much water through, and you're honestly just going to enjoy watching them sink into the ocean, right? You're going to see someone take something that was created for something else and use it for something different, right? And so you see it everywhere. And we would point that out so quickly. We'd be like, wait a second. If someone is trying to hammer a nail into a wall with a camera, with a really nice, expensive Sony camera, you're gonna be like, don't do that, Please don't break the camera. Please don't break the camera. You know, you guys would call that out. And I know that you're tracking with what I'm saying, but when things are not used the way that they are created to be used, they are being abused. And I know that obedience to God leads to human fruition. It leads to a better life. It leads to a life free from the bondage of our selfishness, and it leads to selflessness, which is what actually serves humanity instead of takes from humanity. It gives instead of takes. And so I know that there's been times in my life where I was like manipulative to people. I was like saying a lot of gossip under my breath. I was doing different things that does not fall under the person that God's called me to be. And I remember the weight of that. I remember how I felt about myself in private. Everything looked great on the outside, but on the inside, I hated myself. I hated what I was becoming. And I would try to mask it with more things that are not good for me, whether it was really, really unhealthy eating or, you know, texting a bunch of people or whatever that may be for attention, you know, to try to justify myself. I just remember how it felt to operate differently than the way God called me to operate. And there was this weight that was on me, and it felt so heavy, and it was like, it was over, is this a word? It was overcumbersome. It weighed me down. It made me foggy. It made me confused. It made me resentful. It made me selfish. It made me all these different things. But there have also been times where I feel like I'm just floating with God. You know, I'm just like, I feel like I'm picking up what he's putting down. I feel like I'm honoring my wife. I feel like I'm doing well and working with excellence. I've all these things. And it feels like, wow, I feel light. I feel like this is the way things are supposed to go. I feel like I'm being a blessing to people. And I know the way that feels. And so I guess I just want you to think about that for a second. Whenever you envision someone using something that was created the wrong way, and you see that, oh, wait, we need to fix that. We need to use that for what it's actually meant to be used for. Now, when you look at yourself, I would ask yourself, am I doing things the way God wants me to be doing things? Am I doing what God wants me to be doing? And if you are, you'll feel that lightness. You'll feel that agility. But if you aren't, you'll feel that heaviness. You'll feel that weariness. You'll feel that fogginess. You'll feel that lack of peace. And so that was just kind of the thing of like what we were created to do. Because again, you throw around that word obedience and so many people can be weird about it, which I understand. But it's true that obedience to God leads to true freedom. And, you know, walking out this perceived freedom that the world says we need to do will lead to true bondage. And so that's kind of my thing for today. Anyways, Micah had to leave, by the way. I'm going to pray, son, out. Lord, thank you for creating us for a purpose. God, would you remind us of what that purpose is? Would you write that on our hearts? Would you help us store it in our hearts so that we may not sin against you? Would you help us to choose you over self? Would you help us to love and serve our neighbor? Would you help us to give and not take? Would you help us to operate from overflow where we're just moving with you, God? We're operating in and through you, Lord. Thank you for the chance to just be a blessing to others, and thank you for a chance to be redeemed by what Jesus did on the cross, Lord. Help us to not take that for granted, and help us to not cover up our sins with our own good works, but help us receive what Jesus did and then operate with good works from overflow, Lord. We love you and we pray in your son's name. Amen. Amen, y'all. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. Auf Wiedersehen.